call on you. We are recording. Nick?
Hey, Tori, I don't see Ahmed back in the lineup. Do you have any update on him?
I do. So Nicky has been battling some right shoulder soreness. I think it's very typical for this time of the year. You know, it's been a full season, a grinding season, and he's played a lot of baseball. So we are continuing to evaluate him. He's going to go out and test the shoulder in pregame. And he's been day to day. You know, he's been playable in an emergency situation. I've just elected, with all things considered, to keep him off the field and let him recuperate and get well. So today will be a good test day for him as we continue moving forward.
Cameron?
Hey, Tori. Hope all is well.
Thanks.
What do you hope to accomplish in these last few weeks here?
Yeah, it's been it's been a tough year, man. We know that. We know what we've been going through as a group. And you know, the one thing that I want to make sure is that this group stays together and fights together and plays together and believes in one another, which we have. We play hard every night. We stay in every game. And then I want these guys to also gain some really valuable experience against the teams that we're playing against. You know, however many games we have left, several of them are against teams that are chasing a spot in the postseason. And, you know, when you're going up against the best, you're able to evaluate yourself and your eyes tell you a story about what you got to get to and how you got to function individually and collectively to get to that next level. We're going to get to that next level here. Not a doubt in my mind. It's just, you know, how quickly we learn and how quickly can we make that turn to get there. And I think given the ability to play the teams we've been playing, I think the learning curve is a little bit steeper, a little bit quicker. But I just want to see what's inside of these guys every single day. I want to continue to challenge them. I want them to understand that I expect no quit. I expect their best effort, and they've been giving that to me, and I'm proud of that.
Back to you, Nick.
Tori, I don't see Calhoun in there again tonight. Just wondering what are your plans with him going forward?
Yeah, I spoke to Cole when he first got back, and you know, I said, don't be surprised if you play all three games as a designated hitter while we're in Houston, which he welcomed, and he was ready for that. And he's been having taking at bats, and everything was fairly normal at bat wise for him over those three games. You know, given that workload of three games in a row, I wanted to get him off of his feet, and he's going to play. He's definitely going to play. Not to tip my hand, but I've got him in the lineup tomorrow. And I explained to him that it's going to be a slow process. I want to be mindful of what he's done this year, but I want him to play as much as possible. How many games is that? I didn't quite define with him. I told him what I was thinking, but I think we can change inside of that. He's not going to play every day. But he's going to continue to get reps and ABs, as often as I can possibly get him in there.
Do you think he's good to go like the full nine innings tomorrow?
Yeah, for sure.
Jack?
Tori, any updates on Seth?
Yes, there is. There sure is. He is scheduled for surgery on Thursday. There it's going to address the instability in his right shoulder. So that's what I know about the procedure. And it's a very unfortunate situation for Seth. He was going hard after a baseball. He did it the way, attacked the baseball the way we wanted him to. It was just unfortunately dove in the wrong place, the wrong angle, and put a little too much pressure on, you know, certain parts of that left shoulder. So, I don't know about the recovery process, but I know anytime, you know, there's a procedure, it takes a little bit of time. We'll be anxious to see him when he gets back up and running full speed.
Do you happen to know the specific name of the surgery that he's getting and also the name of the diagnosis for the specific injury he had?
I don't know that. I don't know that answer. I could perhaps give that to you, find that information out for you.
Tori, will he be good to go by spring? Like, what's the timeline for that kind of thing?
I try to stay away from timelines because the human body reacts differently in different ways for different people. I don't know, but it's a procedure. It's going to take a little bit of time to recover. He's not going to be back in weeks. It's going to be months.
Anything else for Tori? I'm not sure if you have any other updates. If not, see you guys after the game. Actually, everyone except Todd Walsh. Todd Walsh, can you stay on the line? Everyone else will see you after.